Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Clearing bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers. From 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Dion and Christopher visited their friend Ranveer in the hospital, where they were taunted and ridiculed by members of the public, which upset Dion. They assured Ranveer of their support. Rachel told Leah that she would never return to Sydney, who constantly beat her, especially as he felt that she was the reason they never got a child. She said she was afraid to tell anyone, as he threatened to kill her if she did. As we return, Christopher is looking for Dion.
Dion, you in there?
Dion, what happened?
I just didn't feel my best this morning, Christopher.
You're feeling sick?
No, I just feel a bit down.
Because of Ranveer, right?
That, and sometimes I just sit and think about all the odds against us.
Dion, girl, if you really study them things, you're gonna run mad. We just got to say to heck with it and live your life.
But it's not like we can always ignore it. The fact that there are people who think it is okay to abuse us because of who we are. That is hard, Christopher.
I know.
Some days it's hard to wake up and ignore it. It's like, don't they know that sometimes we were just wish we were different because of the pressure they put on us not to be ourselves? Who would choose a life where they're constantly a target?
Nobody. You know how many guys have told me how much they pray to change? They got girlfriends and all kind of things just to fit into this society.
But that doesn't change who they really are.
And often results in a lot of deception, hurt, and pain.
I just wish things were different.
The fact is, them laws are outdated, and we still refuse to remove them. We live in some colonial law with about since 1893.
Imagine that.
Yes. The Criminal Law Offences Act from 1893.
That don't scare you?
Of course it does. I mean, normally you don't see people being prosecuted because everybody knows it's outdated. But the fact is, it is there and it hasn't changed. At any time, anybody with power can use it if it suits them.
Exactly.
Thankfully, we have organizations fighting on our behalf to decriminalize.
You think that gonna ever happen?
One of these days.
Hopefully in our lifetime.
Yeah, we can hope.
I don't know what I will do if anybody trouble me again when we go to the hospital later.
Ignore them, just like we ignore the ones on the road.
We should be able to walk anywhere and not feel like we are a target.
We just gotta let whatever people say or do give us motivation and continue being ourselves.
Last night, I was thinking about what I as an individual can do to help to bring about more acceptance.
You want to join our organization or something?
Not particularly, but maybe I can inspire other trans people by my story. Be some kind of inspiration. But at the end of the day, do I want to be even more of a target?
It's tough.
I ain't think it true, but I know for sure I want to do something.
Okay. Whatever I can do to help, I will.
Thanks for always being there for me, Christopher.
Always, my friend.
All right. I think I cry enough for the morning. Let me get dressed.
I hope Ranveer is a little bit better today.
Yeah, we got to go and support him every day. He needs us.
Gosh, seeing him like that, hard, so hard.
He gonna get back on his feet. I am praying for him.
What you think happened to him?
He didn't say, and I don't want to make assumptions.
Me neither.
I guess when he's ready, he will tell us.
Yeah.
I just want to see my friend get her back.
He will. We got to trust and believe.
Maria?
Hi, Annie. Maria not home. Just me and Mary.
Oh, where is she?
She went to the shop.
Okay.
It's okay, Annie. You don't have to be scared of me.
I'm not scared of you, Miss Keto.
Okay. Come sit. You hungry?
Yes, please.
You like pumpkin?
I eat whatever I get, Miss Keto.
Sometimes that's how it is. I cooked some pumpkin with chicken. I'll take some out for you.
Thank you.
So how are you finding it so far? Being here with me, Mary, Maria, and Thomas.
It's okay.
You miss home?
I miss my brothers and sisters and my parents. But I don't miss...
What?
I don't want to go back.
Okay.
Never!
Here you go.
Thanks, Miss Keto.
I want you to know you can trust me.
Thanks for letting me stay here.
It's okay. But remember, at some point, I need to speak to your parents.
I feel safe here, even though I'm still having trouble sleeping.
Nightmares?
Some of the things that happened to me happening again in my dreams.
Oh. Sorry you're going through that.
Miss Keto?
Yes, Annie?
A lot of bad things happened to me.
I know.
Maria told you?
No, no, no. She said you'll tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Well...
I'm not going to force you.
It's hard for me to talk about it.
I understand.
And I'm afraid that someone will come looking for me.
But nobody knows you're here.
The teacher. The lady who gave me the phone.
What about her?
She knows where I am. She calls to check up on me.
And you think you can trust her?
Yes. She has been there for me. I trust her.
Good. You need as many people you can trust.
Yeah.
What about your parents? Won't they be worried?
Yes. My mother especially.
Well, you can call her and let her know you're fine.
She doesn't have a phone.
And your father?
He has one, but you don't always get through. And I don't want him to know where I am because he will come for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did your father hurt you?
No. My father never hurt me. But...
You don't have to tell me anything if you're not ready to.
I want to tell you.
Take your time.
I was... For a long time, I...
It's okay if you're not ready, Annie.
I'm sorry, Miss Keto. It's hard for me to talk about it. It was even hard for me to tell Maria.
I understand.
I will tell you, okay?
You don't have to. Not if you don't feel comfortable. I know you wouldn't be here if you felt safe with your family.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, though, that you can do anything you want in this life. You can become anything you want to become, no matter what has happened to you.
You really think so?
I know so.
So many times, I thought nothing good would come of my life.
Not true. I will speak positive words over you, and I will continue to pray for you. You go to church?
Yes. There is a church in our village, and I would go sometimes.
Okay. Whenever you like, you can come to church with me and Maria.
Okay.
Annie, no one will hurt you here. I promise you that.
Hello?
Catalina, you answered.
Yes, Maurice, I answered.
Where are you? Are you back?
I'm not back. But you don't worry about me. I'm fine and I'm safe.
Well, I'm happy to know that.
Good, so please leave me alone.
I went all the way to Region 9 looking for you.
I want to know how you found out where I was.
Doesn't matter.
Seriously, Maurice? You can't be stalking me.
I'm not stalking you. You're my wife. Did you forget?
That was my mistake.
Catalina, come on, man. We can work this out. One little mistake with Divine, and you're just going to throw away a wonderful life we could have together?
One little mistake, you call it? Look, right now I don't want to get upset. Just leave me alone, okay?
How was Brazil?
Wonderful. I went to Bovista and I will be visiting again.
Next time, maybe, we can go together.
Maurice, I'm going to ask you again nicely. Leave me alone. And I will be filing for a divorce.
Doesn't have to come to that. I will go to counseling, kiss the ground you walk on, do anything. Please don't give up on us, Catalina.
You sit down and ask yourself why you really want me?
What kind of question is that? I love you, and that's why I asked you to marry me.
I think you just like to say you won. I think I was like a trophy for you to collect. I don't think you love me.
After everything, how can you say that, Catalina?
It's because of everything I'm saying that.
But you know,
it was so easy for you to run around with Divine, kiss and cuddling, just weeks away from our wedding. How could you still say you love me, Maurice?
That had nothing to do with my love for you. I just had a moment of weakness.
Well, I don't want to spend my life in a marriage wondering how many moments of weakness you will have.
That's why we can go to counseling. I can continue my therapy to make sure we're always open and honest with each other.
I don't care, Maurice. As far as I'm concerned, this marriage is over.
Catalina.
And I am asking you to respect my privacy. Please, don't try finding me again.
Catalina.
Maurice, you hear what I say? Don't try finding me. If you love me like you say you do, respect my wishes.
Okay, I will respect your wishes.
Thank you.
But I am not giving up on us. I don't care if you believe it or not. I love you, Catalina.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundi Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.
Abusing, stop the abusing.